Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. Washington State is the 10th to pass a bill to ban semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15. KIRO's Matt Markovich says 61 gun types are included in the bill.
Opponents wanted an exemption for retired military moving to Washington to keep assault-styled weapons they've acquired. A majority of the House members said no and passed the ban in a democratically controlled House 56-42. Democrat Strom Peterson.
It's going to slow the proliferation of these mass gun violence incidents.
Republican floor leader Jim Walsh says it's headed to court.
If the governor signs this bill into law, those lawsuits will be filed as quickly as the ink dries.
Matt Markovich for CBS News, Seattle.
The Supreme Court delays until Friday its decision on access to a popular pill used in medication abortions. CBS legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
It means they kicked the can down the road for at least 48 hours. And I think what it strongly suggests is that this is a divided opinion or a divided decision, and that they're giving each other time to write a majority and a dissent. And we don't know who the angry dissent is going to come from at this point.
Being considered is whether to allow restrictions on mifepristone to take effect while a legal challenge to the drug's FDA approval continues. Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law is expanded. The latest from our Matt Piper.
A month after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis put forward a measure to ban classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in all grades, the state's Board of Education has now approved that ban. Florida already banned such lessons in kindergarten through third grade. Now the rule will extend to grades 4 through 12. Critics have argued that it marginalizes gay and trans people. The ban will take effect after a procedural notice period that lasts about a month. Matt Piper, CBS News.
In Oklahoma, a McCurtain County commissioner identified as one of several officials caught on tape discussing killing reporters and lynching black people has resigned. Governor Kevin Stitt's office says it received a handwritten resignation letter from Commissioner Mark Jennings today. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says it has launched a probe into the matter. After 3 weeks of garbage piling up due to an expired contract, the curbs and cans are being cleared again in Jackson, Mississippi. The city council has approved an emergency one-year contract with a private company. Resident Evelyn Mitchell.
They're throwing garbage anywhere, so I'm glad they came to some kind of settlement, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, or a year. I'm happy.
At least 78 people are dead and another 73 injured after gunfire and an electrical explosion caused a stampede at an event in Yemen's capital. UK inflation remains over 10% as food prices rise. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mob Craft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mob Craft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mob Craft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
The Devil's Advocates.
The conservative dating app, The Right Stuff, is failing 3 months after launch. In October, the app, The Right Stuff, had just 11,000 downloads.
The profile creation process also asked users to list their thoughts about the January 6th Capitol riots. Two reviewers claimed that FBI and police officers visited their homes after filling out their profiles.
The political party that is The Devil's Advocates radio show, live weekdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, Future Runs.
not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like, I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Fox News settled with Dominion Voting Systems for $787.5 million yesterday. What is your opinion of Fox post-settlement? 844-967-2789. Do you think anything's going to change? Do you think they've learned their lesson? Or do you think they got off too easy? So, yesterday, amid my many delayed flights.
Yes.
Which we will talk about later, Southwest. right before starting its hugely anticipated libel trial, Fox News told Dominion Voting Systems, hey, how about we pay you $787.5 million and we just not do this? And Dominion, which had sued, sued Fox for $1.6 billion, replied, you've got a deal. And so the two sides shook hands in what appears to be the largest known media defamation settlement in history and deprived the rest of us of what would have been the century of the decades? The what, like, right?
The,
oh.
I think it definitely would have been the century of the decade.
The century of the decade. I'm a little rusty. I've been gone for a week. Jane, how are you feeling about post Dominion Fox settlement?
I am brokenhearted.
Are you?
I am deeply dismayed, and I am drowning in all the popcorn that I made because I was ready to sit down. And granted, there were no cameras in there, but we could have had artist renderings of Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and old Rupee. And I just was really looking forward to that with great anticipation. And I know Dominion's point was to make the company whole again, not to save democracy.
I mean, more than whole.
Yeah, right.
They've never broke more than $100 million in a year.
Right. And I saw some speculation yesterday that now they're just going to fold the company.
Just feel like
just walk around, take all the money, and hey, life is good, you know. Whoop whoop.
So you're brokenhearted.
I am brokenhearted. I, not that it would have changed anything, but again, none of those people are capable of feeling shame. So I don't know that it would have made any difference had Tucker Carlson had to sit up there and say, "Yes, I despise Donald Trump and I think he's a moron." They have no shame. They're not capable of feeling shame.
Just deep pockets.
Yeah.
Greg Bach, how are you feeling about the news yesterday?
Not surprised.
Yeah?
Not shocked.
You always thought that they would end in a settlement?
Of course it would. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Absolutely. There's no way There's no way. First of all, Dominion, like, people were treating Dominion like a bastion of liberty. It's a corporation. It's a company. They don't care. They don't care about your little feelings. They like money. And they knew they were going to settle. There was no way this was going to go to trial. Rupert Murdoch was never going to allow any of those people to stand, to take the stand and speak ill of his company. He was never going to testify.
Yeah.
And apparently, from what I saw in an article recently, is that people have been noticing that he cannot talk about Fox News, a Fox News without him. Like, in this weird, like, almost I will live forever type of thing. So a man of that sort of ego who breaks up with his fiance over email, there's no way this man is going to be taken down in the way we wanted it. It was always going to be settled. Yeah. And even more so, they don't have to admit wrongdoing.
I know.
Which is really disturbing.
All right. Well, we're asking you, how are you feeling? How are you feeling about the post-Fox Dominion settlement? Everyone was waiting with bated breath for the trial to start yesterday, and literally,
I mean, they got the jury selected.
Everything looked like it was like full steam ahead. We're doing this at least the next 5 weeks. We're going to do this trial, and then nope. We're doing a settlement.
So Jane, I should have had you bring up the Price is Right loser horn.
What? Texter from the 414 checking in at 844-967-2789. Fox News does not even have a story on the settlement on the front page of their website this morning because they're going to pretend like nothing ever happened.
Oh, absolutely. I forgot who Todd Elba's guest was to top off the morning this morning, but they were talking about it, and he says his mom, the guest's mom, has no idea that this case even exists because all she watches is Fox News.
Well, and this explains why we have people living in different realities.
Yeah.
And not being able to agree that gravity exists because they are not getting all of the information. It's astonishing.
It is astonishing. Well, but does that also mean, and we talked about this a little bit before, but does that also mean like OAN and the other uber right wing shows, were they not going to cover this either? Because I think that's an interesting angle. Like the actual news shows and news outlets, obviously we're covering this. Some of the opinion shows, obviously we're covering it. But Fox, for, you know, obvious reasons, was not. But it's like, wouldn't it also be in the better interest of some of their competitors to air it? Or are they protecting themselves by not airing it since they were lying to?
Yes, it's the second.
Yes.
Because if they reported it, then the story is, well, why are they being sued? Well, because they said they're being accused of lying about the election. What do you mean the election? Donald Trump's in the office right now, isn't he? He just got a new haircut. He has white hair now, and he lost some weight, right? He's still Donald Trump, my president. Newsmax, tell me what to think, Newsmax.
On the live stream, which you can always tune in and watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, Paul says, Dominion just sold our democracy down the river, and Fox Faux News won. Fascism is alive and well in our country. We are screwed, and so is the truth. Paul,
dang,
feeling saucy in the morning.
He's bringing it.
I'm looking at Newsmax right now, and there is nothing on their front page about this.
Yeah,
it's not in their best interest to report this. And if Newsmax ain't doing it, OAN probably doesn't even recognize there was an election in 2020.
844-967-2789. How are you feeling after Fox and Dominion settled yesterday? 715 checking in. The settlement is still eating crow. A really big multi-million-dollar sized crow. That's the only way I can deal with letting it go.
Well, that's like a poem.
Yes, it is. Make a haiku. Let's make a haiku out of this.
I will by the next segment. I will come up
commercial
with a haiku.
Greg Bach's going to write a haiku about the Dominion settlement, and we will read it after the next break. But it's interesting what you just said about Murdoch, because you know we're in the last season. Not that I'm going to pivot too much into the entertainment sect of this. But, you know, Succession is loosely based off of
Ruby
yep. and that family.
Oh, Ruby.
And sorry for spoilers, but if you're not up to date, it's not my problem. In not this, not Sunday, but the weekend before, Logan dies. And so, like, the patriarch, the
spoiler, Ruben, dude.
I just said it was going to be a spoiler.
I was writing a haiku, sorry.
But, and it's interesting because the rest of the season now is dealing with
who's going to take over,
who's
right?
going to take over, and the vacuum that it creates when someone that larger than life dies. And Rupert Murdoch is 92.
Yeah. And he still thinks he's going to run that thing forever.
And it's so, I mean.
And not all his kids get along.
No.
Not all the kids get along.
No, and he doesn't like his kids.
And so it's fascinating to, obviously, what is a fictional show alludes into some kind of insight into what that world is and that they've created. And exactly, like, it's hard to like, how would Logan Roy handle this? Is like now the projection of what Rupert Murdoch does, at least in my brain.
Yeah. I mean, in my head, well, I mean, I guess Rupert Murdoch isn't a stupid man either. That's the thing. Is like, I
no.
guess, no. He did, I mean, people aren't going to like this, but it's what it is. Rupert Murdoch won. And all he had to do was pay out a fraction of his worth.
It's not a fraction. I mean, so it's nearly 20% of Fox's cash on hand. So it's the biggest settlement in defamation media history, right? And it is not as like a big of a blow as the 1.6 would have been. But it's still a lot of money. It's not just like hush money. Like all of the
$130,000 payment to a porn actress.
Yes. Like it is substantial. And it is, and this is not, because it's also, they still have another $2.7 billion defamation lawsuit from another election tech company that last month the New York judge is allowing to proceed. So, like, I don't know if, I mean, this is like, I don't know enough about legal proceedings to know is all of the stuff.
All of the discovery
that was happening in this case when we saw all the text message and stuff, if that is...
It's all public
knowledge now, so that can be used in this next case? Because, like, if they have to do another huge settlement, and that's another 20%, like, that's a big blow. I'm not saying that they're out of business, but it's not nothing.
It's not nothing, but at the end of the day, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, Rupert Murdoch still won. He still got his way. He still got to make money off of this. He still got to skirt as much embarrassment as possible. Because at the end of the day, like we all know he doesn't like Trump, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And he gets to not say he did anything wrong. You know, because that's what you do to kids too. You know, when you caught them doing something, like, well, if you give me $10, and then you don't have to say what you did wrong. And we'll forget this ever happened.
Just forget.
It's fine. It's fine.
Don't tell your mom.
The one bright spot might be if they do another settlement with Smartmatic that's worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, their shareholders
will not
be happy about that at all.
Yeah.
I'm looking for bright spots.
I'm
looking for a bright spot.
Because I think I have very mixed feelings on the personal side of wanting accountability and wanting these guys to testify and seeing like what the circus was going to become. I'm also a little relieved that we don't have to talk about it every day for the next 5 weeks. Cause I think I would get bored kind of having to come in here and having like some kind of take on this.
News update.
Yes. And so that's the only part of me that's a little like, well, now we can talk about a variety of things instead of the same thing every day. All right. Well, we still want to hear from you. How are you feeling? Are you disappointed? Are you, well, Fox did nothing wrong. Are you just like, this is status quo? But 844-967-2789. Stay tuned for Greg Box Haiku summing up the Fox settlement case. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8, all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. Yeah. La, 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 la. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all over Breeze Car clips right on your vent. Yeah, you know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah, breathe happy for Breeze. La 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 la.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 37 overnight under overcast skies with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 67. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 40. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Hite. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, back from a week of vacation. Happy to be here, coming in hot. We got Jay Mannair, Greg Bach, having a fun time talking about our feelings. Our feelings about the Fox settlement with Dominion depriving us of our popcorn
entertainment.
Watching all of our favorite pundits have to tell the truth on the stand. But they will not have to do that. And we now watch to see how much they curb. How much more, a little bit more careful when they're like talking about conspiracy theories. I think they'll be a little bit more careful.
Never going to happen.
You don't think so?
Not a chance.
Just as blatant as before?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they've yeah, of course. They've been found. I mean, like, they are not going to ever be taken down they're never going to be taken down in the way that we want them to be taken down. And that's the other problem I had with this whole thing. Like, I wanted them to be held accountable. But I felt like we were putting all of our eggs in Dominion's baskets. Like, yeah, we'll take them down and they'll pay money. This was more about us than it was about Dominion. Because Dominion's like, hey, man, you guys are making fun of our company. And that's not cool. We have contracts. We're a business.
844-967-2789. How are you feeling after yesterday's settlement between Dominion and Fox? We have Joe from Appleton on the phone. Hey, Joe, what do you want to say?
Hey, gang. Good to talk to you again. Greg, I just started following you on Twitter. When are you going to pay for that blue check mark?
I'm too busy trying to pay for my blue check marks on Facebook and Instagram, baby.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying about this case. Of course, I would have loved to have had the trial. But from what I recall, there were no cameras allowed in the courtroom. There's going to be no recording.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't have really gotten the popcorn moments of Tucker being up there or Hannity being up there admitting that everything was BS. We would have had just, you know, their testimony written out in the paper and online. And we have plenty of that coming from their text messages and their emails. So I don't think really we would have gotten much enjoyment out of the whole thing.
Oh,
honestly,
you just ruined Jane's day.
Joe, I just think of all the dramatic readings we could have done.
Thinking the exact same thing
with music behind it, and I could have produced some incredible segments. It just breaks my heart.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know, really, it comes down to Dominion. You know, they're out to take care of Dominion. That's basically
yeah,
it.
That's
I think
true.
They yep. did that. Yeah. They got what was the biggest, from what I read, is the biggest media defamation settlement in history by like five times over. So this is just massive. And chin up, because Smartmatic is still out there. They still have their chance to put the screws to Fox. They sued for even a bigger amount, over mm-hmm. $2 billion.
Right.
So this ain't over yet. It's over. Round one is over. I think. I don't know. It's not wholly satisfying, but at the same time, nothing's going to change Fox, really. Nothing's going to change their viewers. So at least they got hit in the pocketbook, and they probably will again with Smartmatic, possibly even larger settlement amounts, but we'll see.
We'll see.
And thank you so much for checking in, Joe. Really, really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. You can call and or text on that same number if you want to check in essentially about anything.
Because I put this on our Twitter this morning, and Greg Packnett said, for me, the case was won at the summary judgment stage when the judge ruled it was beyond dispute that Fox lied. I'm glad they have to pay it through the nose, too. I don't know what more value a trial would have added. So it's not a total loss.
It's not.
We can't say it's a total loss. I think the text messages and some of the internal communications that we all got to see, and now the fact that Tucker Carlson had to sit down with Trump last week and like look him in the eye and give like a softball interview after those texts of him, how much he hates him, were live. It's like, what reality and circus do you all live in that this is just like, this is your job? Show up and do it.
They live and work in a circus that they have created for themselves. It's a prison of their own design.
And a very wealthy prison.
And a very wealthy prison. All right, did you write that haiku?
I wrote two.
Nice output, Greg.
Thank you very much. You know, okay, so here's the first one.
I wish I had a little bongo drum. We'll do some snaps at the end.
All right, first one. Fox News chumps told lies and raged against the machines. Rupert Murdoch won.
That's okay. Snaps.
Second
bongos.
One, Dominion voting settled but could have stood tall, counting all their cash.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Multi-talented.
Haiku's the lost art.
and lost for good reason, I think. did you hear the Jake Tapper?
We're not going to have time.
Ah, darn it.
We can talk about it because when we come back for the break, lo and behold, I've been gone since last Wednesday. Literally, it was just like I missed a week, and Greg was here the last time I was here. So when we come back from break, what did I miss? Greg's got a list of headlines as I was unplugged in California and not refreshing my Twitter every 5 minutes. What Wisconsin headlines I missed, what national headlines I missed. If you have any ideas on what I should know and be up to speed on, 844-967-2789. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Authorities arrest a man they say shot and wounded two cheerleaders in a Texas supermarket parking lot after one mistakenly got into his car thinking it was her own. Heather Roth was grazed. Peyton Washington was critically injured. Lynn Shearer knows her.
She was actually born with one lung and is a better athlete than almost anybody that's ever set foot in our gym. She's incredible, but she's also just an incredible kid.
The U.S. Supreme Court puts off until Friday a ruling on mifepristone used for abortions as a battle over its FDA approval winds through the courts. CBS's Jan Crawford.
The American Medical Association also is pointing to the bigger picture, calling the lower court rulings dangerous and saying they could undermine FDA approvals of many other drugs.
CBS's Matt Piper on the expansion of a measure banning classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender in Florida schools.
It's a so-called Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. First, it was only for certain grades. Now the rule will extend to grades 4 through 12.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown taproom to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing taproom featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. It's the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. What did I miss? I've been gone for a week. I was supposed to be back yesterday. Southwest had other plans for me. Yeah. but we're back today, and I had a great time. It was very fun. It was good to unplug a little bit. Saw a lot of friends. That because I spent a lot of time, used to live in California, if you didn't know.
I know.
And
yeah, you haven't seen some of those folks in a while.
No, some of those people I hadn't seen in over 2 years.
Nice.
And so, yes, so it was really great, but I did get a little hung up trying to get home, but we're back. And I was, open-ended question, what did I miss? Greg Bach has some headlines. I'm sure Jane has some headlines. But before we cut to that, we have a caller, right?
We lost our caller, unfortunately, but we do have a text. We were talking about the Fox Dominion settlement and Taking your calls and your texts about how you feel about that. 844-967-2789. 262 says, honestly, I couldn't care less about a settlement. A judgment against Fox would have meant something.
Hmm.
A settlement is just rich people paying off other rich people.
Yep. The way it happens all the time.
Yeah. What? Well, and it's...
I do want to share just this little clip of Jake Tapper from CNN when the news came down yesterday about the settlement. And he shares the statement that Fox released after the settlement was announced.
Dominion's lawyer saying, quote, today represents a ringing endorsement for truth and for democracy. Fox trying to put a positive face on what can only be interpreted as one of the ugliest and most embarrassing moments in the history of journalism. Fox issued a statement saying, quote, we are pleased to have reached a settlement of our dispute with Dominion Voting Systems. We acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. The settlement reflects, I'm sorry, this is going to be difficult to say with a straight face. This settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards. We are hopeful that our decision to resolve the dispute with Dominion amicably instead of the acrimony of a divisive trial allows the country to move forward from these issues. Unquote.
Jake Tapper. You think, here's the question. Do you think that was genuine or planned? Do you think he read it and was like, I'm going to do a bit? live, I'm like, I'm going to pretend that I can't help but laugh when I read this versus him actually genuinely being his genuine reaction.
I've seen him on late night television being interviewed. I would say it's 75% real, 25% bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. To maintain professionalism.
Yes. But like Joe said, it's not over.
Right.
There's this other case. And I do agree with the text, though, the 262 text, as far as like a judgment is different than a settlement.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And
there's usually consequences with a judgment.
Yes. Although, would there be?
Who knows? I mean,
I don't think, had there been a judgment and they got, say they had to pay the whole total $1.6 billion, would there have been any changes, like legal changes that they would have had to make in their business? I don't think so.
But couldn't they have required Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham at least once an hour, every hour for the next year to read some kind of statement about how they lied?
Okay, now you're just living in Jane Matt Mayer world.
And it's a nice place. You should come.
All right. Well, what else did I miss while I was gone? Greg's got some, but if you have other things that you feel like, hey, Kristen, you missed this.
This was a big one.
844-967-2789. But Greg Bach, what did I miss?
Let's see here. U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany here in Wisconsin signaled that he's considering a 2024 Senate run against incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin because he has purchased two domain names, ThomasTiffany4Senate.com, as well as TomTiffany4Senate.com. He's made no formal announcement. There are no other Republicans who have made their announcements as well. And one of his big things is he's claiming that Tammy Baldwin is a career politician and I want to, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, the congressman hopes to add U.S. Senator to his resume in his long decade career as also a public servant. So
I was going to say, wasn't he in the state legislature for a while before he made it to Congress?
He's a couple decades behind Tammy, but he's still, I mean, come on. I'm tired of this. Scott Walker, career politician. You've been in politics since you dropped out of Marquette, okay?
But the question, so you've worked on campaigns.
I have.
Because I feel like every campaign cycle, we get to, oh, the other campaign bought a domain, and now it's like a fake website that says all the bad things about that. Like both, I think Ron Johnson bought them for Mandela, and all the ones that kind of pop up every election cycle. So in your campaign expertise, how many domain names should the campaign buy to try to mitigate that from
honestly,
happening?
Just
or what should we go buy in Tom Tiffany's name right now?
Well, honestly, just to stave off people like John Oliver, who's like is a professional domain buyer.
For sure.
I would like Tom Tiffany friends of Tom Tiffany. Let's see, you know, Tiffany for Senate. But that also sounds like someone who ran like in 1983. Like, hello, Tiffany for Senate.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, and you go to the website, they don't take you anywhere. They don't even like redirect you to like his campaign website for congressman. They just go nowhere. They're just purchased. But I would buy a, I mean, honestly, like to have these two, I'm sure after the announcement, Smart Alex around the state started buying up anything that had to do with him. And
Thomas. I didn't know he went by Thomas.
I think it's probably because I bet you Tom Tiffany for Senate is taken.
Mm.
So, but yeah, that's all right. There's a story there.
There's a story.
Let's see here. This was a little dust up happened this past weekend. Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Anthony Bass sparked heated debate on social media after claiming that a United Airlines employee, quote-unquote, made his pregnant wife clean up food mess left by his children on the flight. The flight attendant, I'm not going to read the tweet because it's what he exactly said, and he was very upset about this. And I know my reaction was, one, you could help.
I don't think he was with her. I didn't see this story.
Oh, really?
She was flying alone.
Oh, I thought she was like five
or 6 months pregnant with two kids flying alone.
Yeah.
And that was the, I think, because this was like sparked lots of debate, right?
Yeah.
And so he wasn't there to help her.
I thought he took the picture, but still, I saw a great response from a flight attendant who said, "We are here for your safety, not your cleanup." And also, what are you doing giving little kids popcorn on a plane? Come on now. You're smarter than that, aren't you? You got two
of
them.
So you agree that she was the one to need to clean it up?
I think she needed to clean it up. I think it's, you know, I don't think it's the responsibility of the flight attendants to clean up your mess, especially right there. If you do that, I think, yeah. And I also think his freak out, his attitude about it was totally uncalled for. And the fact that he puts made quote in quotes, I don't know what that point was. I'm just wondering if maybe if the flight attendant made his wife do that because maybe his wife was not the most responsive to her being told no.
Interesting.
So
844-967-2789. You can call and you can text. Gary from Fond du Lac on the phone. What do you want to say, Gary?
844-967-2789.
That was a little
Gary, you want to turn your radio down?
Yep.
Phone, what do you want to say, Gary?
Gary.
Hello? Hi. Oh, there he is. Gary, hey, Gary.
Turn your radio down. We're getting feedback here, okay?
How many packs of smokes does Pam smoke in a day?
How many packs does who what?
Does Pam smoke in a day?
Pam?
I feel like we're being set up here, folks.
I have no idea. I'm not sure.
Is there a punchline?
Pam is.
All right, okay.
We're moving.
That was fun.
Nothing like a good, nothing better than a joke with a punchline, a joke with a cliffhanger.
A setup, but no punchline.
Yeah. So, all right. Other news. Andy Owen, the president and CEO of Miller Knowles, a company hawking uninspired and overpriced furniture that likely litters your office building, who took home just shy of $5 million, including a $1.2 million bonus in 2022, got on a video call last week to inform employees that they have some gall asking for the acknowledgement of their labor and information about bonuses by saying, "You just need to leave Pity City."
Pity City.
Which is sound advice, as rent in Pity City is going through the roof and construction is nonstop.
See, there's the punchline there, though, right?
Right.
The story is this CEO, very wealthy, very successful, basically poo-pooed her employees for wanting a bonus?
Asking about bonuses and wanting acknowledgement for the work they have done already. Like, that. I mean, come on now.
I mean, she knows there's a labor shortage, right? That people will leave your company very quickly these days.
Yeah, exactly. And Pity City. Well, she heard that at a conference of CEOs once. let's see. Let's go to some Wisconsin sports news.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers. Remember him?
I literally asked while we were gone. I asked Mike. I said, "Has there been an update with him? And is he signed anywhere yet?"
I'm gonna give you one.
All right.
Remember how he wanted to go to the Jets, and not only that, he wanted to take players as part of the trade-off. Well, apparently the Packers and the Jets haven't spoken in weeks. No word on the most immunized quarterback in the NFL. And it's like
inoculated?
Exactly. I want to be immunized from that, man. It's like when you want to break up with a person and they want to break up with you, so you both just stop calling and hopefully it goes away.
So wait, so that's so basically the Packers haven't talked to anyone.
The Jets just, like, and the Packers haven't talked for weeks about this.
That feels like a lot of money to just like let hang in the ether of, well, I don't know if he's your problem or our problem, but someone's going to pay for it.
Yeah. Let's see. Do we have a time for one more?
Yes, we do.
We
have plenty of time.
Oh, great. Okay, great. Then I'll give you a couple more. Let's see. Dominion, no. I was going to ask you about the latest mass shooting since you've been gone, but there are 15 since you've been gone.
Not only that, how have we, I mean, not to take this turn, because I don't want to get too dark, and I'm sure we'll cover it later this week, but to have three back-to-back instances of, oh, I made a mistake and I ended up shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, yes.
Is, because I just, this morning, I just saw one of, you got in the wrong car.
Yep.
Wrong driveway, wrong door, wrong car.
Yep.
Shot. Like, yep. Jesus.
And to go along with this now, Tennessee Republicans have advanced a proposal that will further protect gun and ammo dealers against lawsuits. So, right after the shooting in Nashville.
So, Tennesseans, if you want to protect your kids, have them apply for a job at Smith & Wesson or Glock.
Yeah. They won't get sued.
No. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. He's a big popular guy.
Is there more updates there?
His problems got worse because they found out that the billionaire businessman and Nazi arts and crafts enthusiast Harlan Crow, who, by the way, is not a DC villain, he bought the property and the house of Clarence Thomas's mother and has allowed her to live there rent-free, also doing tons of upgrades on the property. And Clarence Thomas has not listed this on his financial disclosures and said, oops, I didn't realize I made a mistake. I'll amend them now. Yeah. I mean, it's just piling up. And, you've seen what he looks like. He's not going anywhere. He won't do anything. He won't recuse himself.
No, ever.
No. He's like the Fox News of justices. He'll do nothing. That was a bad comparison, but I tried.
No. I got it. But his mom is just living in a house paid for by Harlan Crow.
Yep. Yes. Who, by the way, like, I just want to say this. Harlan Crow is, because this is great. Harlan Rogers Crow is an American real estate developer born in Dallas, Texas. He is the chairman of Crow Holdings, which was founded by his father, Trammell Crow. I mean, what are we talking about,
what
people?
What kind of villain origin story is this?
Let me tell you something, Trammell. I'll have you. I will crush you beneath my boot.
I drink your milkshake.
It reminds, if you've ever seen that SNL sketch where Adam, what's his last name? Actor, very hot. He was on Girls.
Oh, Adam Driver?
Adam Driver plays like a 98-year-old oil tycoon talking to his kids' class. So funny. All right, and then can I do one more?
You got 30 seconds.
Kristen Noem spoke at the NRA convention in Indianapolis about her two grandkids, Addie and Branch. Yep. And apparently Addie is going to be soon learning how to use her shotgun and her rifle. Addie is not even two.
Oh, wow. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
It's the president's assembly in a cabinet now. The Secretary of State, great man, I'm already sending approved. I just got home and now I'm headed up to New York.
Headed to New York.
Looking at the rolling fields, I can't believe that we are free. Ready to face whatever's away.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. With up to 40 days of consistent scent, all low Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face when it smells just right, just right, just right. Breathe happy Febreze.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 37, winds out of the east 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, high temperatures reach up to 67. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 40, partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
What's your worst flight airline story? Have you had anything recently? 844-967-2789. I would say mine yesterday wasn't the worst, but...
It wasn't great.
It wasn't easy.
Not top 10.
Not top 10. So I will preface this. So I've been gone. Thank you for everyone who filled in. Carol was here last Thursday. Joe was here Monday. We had some reruns. But I feel refreshed and ready to grind.
Good.
Whatever. I don't know why I said that.
Wow.
But... I'm back, and I was supposed to be back Monday night, and it basically, after all of the craziness that happened over the holidays, I'm not going to say I was scared to fly, but I wasn't eager to, like, be booking a bunch of trips where we had to get on a plane to do there,
right.
to go there, right? Instead of, let's drive to Door County or just other stuff to get out of the city, but not necessarily flying. Like, my family was in Palm Springs for February, and I kind of, on the heels of... Southwest's meltdown around the holidays and in January, I was like, you know what? I can't really, because there's no way to get to Palm Springs.
That's easy.
That is not, there's not a connecting flight somewhere.
Right.
And Mike has, husband Mike has, all of his points are on Southwest. So we always fly Southwest.
Same.
In a lot of ways, Southwest is great because the way is really easy to change flights, and for a long time it was the only one that you didn't have fees every time you, if you needed to change a flight and all the stuff. And so, but now they're having some issues. So flight for Monday gets canceled. We get on a flight for Tuesday, and it just delayed and delayed and delayed. And literally, I'm sitting at LAX yesterday, and I get a text from Jane. Because I'm sitting there, at least I was like, at least I have Wi-Fi and an outlet so I can get a bunch of work done. And I get a text from Jane saying, you're not flying Southwest, are you?
Because they had another meltdown yesterday, and I saw that news come across, and it's like, oh, geez.
And so we did make it. We the big fear was getting stuck. I think that is the biggest part. It's not always you're being stuck at your where you're leaving from. It's getting stuck where your connecting flight is. That feels like the worst case scenario.
My biggest fear with flying is just... just right in the ocean.
If you're not watching the live stream, that would be a cupped hand motion down into the table, signifying a plane crashing. I think that's most people's biggest fear when flying, but... You know, the more realistic thing that's going to happen. You're more likely to die in a car accident than flying. You know,
I hate that statistic. But that doesn't make me feel any better.
But it should.
But it doesn't.
Statistically, the odds are infinitesimal.
Okay. All right.
Did you make that up?
No.
Yeah.
It's okay. A word.
Dramaturgically, I learned that word recently.
Are you going to make fun of her when she says words? You make fun of me when I say words?
I don't think she pronounced it incorrectly, though.
I hate this place. That's not the point, though. Like, if I'm in my car and someone cuts me off, like, there's the ground. I'm in control of the car. All those things, I feel like I'm in control. The moment the turbulence happens, I'm like, we're dead.
Oh, there was a lot of turbulence yesterday,
too. Oh, God, I hate turbulence. I hate flying as I get older.
So you just, in general, if you can drive, you'd rather drive?
No. Here's the problem. I love the driving. I'd rather be driving because it's, in my mind, it's safer. I know it's not, Jane. Calm down.
All right.
But I also don't want to drive like 16 hours somewhere. So I know that the right thing to do is fly. I just get nervous when I fly.
So are you saying you wish we had more trains?
I wish we had like, you know, more time tunnels, like location tunnels, like, you know, like, I'm going to Palm Springs today. And I'm in Palm Springs.
That literally, anytime anyone ever asks, what would your superpower be? To teleport.
That's the word I was looking for, teleport, yeah.
That's exactly, like, not to fly, not to be invisible, not to read people, God, definitely not to read people's minds, but to be able to just teleport and not have to deal with any kind of travel situation whatsoever with a train, a plane, an automobile.
Good movie.
And just be able to show up where you need to be and cut all that nonsense out. That would be my superpower.
Scientists are working on that right now, for real.
844-967-2789, taking your stories about your worst flights. Jeff from downtown Milwaukee joining us. Hey, Jeff, what do you want to say?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. So it's not a flight story per se. It's trying to get on a flight story. I was in Mexico 10 years ago. I went to Mexico by myself. I just decided I was going to take a week, you know, vacation down to Cancun. And when I was getting on the bus from my hotel to the airport, I cleaned out my safe. In the hotel room, and I mistakenly threw out some immigration paperwork.
So
I get to the airport, and the guy who was checking me in at the desk, you know, he works for the airline, he says, "Where's your paperwork?" And I frantically am looking for it. I got some stuff with me, but not everything. And he says, "You don't have your immigration paperwork. You can't get on your charter flight."
Oh. Jeff.
I said, "Well, what do I do?"
Oh, no.
And he says, "Well, you got to walk about a quarter mile down that way, and it's about a 3-hour wait. You're going to miss your flight. Maybe I'll get you on a flight tomorrow." And then he said, "How much money do you have in your pocket?"
I knew this was happening.
No.
And I had $40 in cash in my pocket. And he said, "Reach in your pocket, grab the money, grab the handle on your suitcase, lift it up and place it on this, you know, the weight counter." And then I did. And he literally took his stamp and went stamp, stamp, stamp. There you go. Enjoy your flight. Just like that. And then the kicker was, when I got to the gate to get on my plane, he was the gate agent who was looking at all of them. And he looked at me and he just winked at me. And it was like, he knew, and I knew, and I was on my way home.
So in the moment, were you relieved, and you're like, fine, it's worth the $40, or were you perturbed at all about him greasing the wheels a little bit?
I was relieved because I knew, you know, like, he could have been exaggerating the time and the distance, but it was a very crowded airport, and a lot of people were coming home, and I thought, I don't want to risk it, and I thought, it's $40. Like, I just told him, I said, 40, like this, and that's literally all I had left. I had a debit card, but that was too obvious, right? So I just discreetly just peeled the money out of my pocket in my shorts and handed it to him. Like, it was like some mafia drug deal thing. You know?
Jeff, it's a win-win situation. Thanks so much for the call, Jeff. That is that's a great story.
Not the first time I've heard a story about someone being in Mexico and using money to get through.
All right. Well, when we come back, Jason Stein from Wisconsin Policy Forum will be here to talk about funding land conservation, because people like being outdoors, so maybe we should protect it. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.